You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans, the daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans, and NBA as a whole, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, available on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NoleJake on Twitter, Pelicans credential member of the media, editor over at LockedOnPelicans.com, and just all around Pelicans insider here with you all on this Thursday. Pelicans are still going streaking 10 wins in a row after a victory 114-101 over the Sacramento Kings last night, a game that's kind of marred by another potential Anthony Davis injury. I'll give you an update on that. I will recap the game, and then we're going to talk and look at the standings coming up. And then if we have some time, because I'm still in the process of losing my voice and want to be ready for tomorrow's pod, see if we can touch on another topic or two as well. So we're just going to jump right on into everything in today's edition of Locked On Pelicans. So I know everyone wants to know the status update of Anthony Davis, and I'll fill you guys in if you haven't seen some of it on Twitter, though I might have a little more insight here in the next bit. But I do want to recap the game against the Kings. 10 wins in a row. The Pelicans are 12 games above 500 right now. Tremendous basketball being played down here in New Orleans, regardless of what's going on with Anthony Davis, because we see other players really stepping up. Pelicans still in fourth in the Western Conference after that 114-101 win over the Sacramento Kings. A game that the Pelicans really took control of early. The Kings made it semi-interesting a little bit late. However, nothing really kind of was in doubt once the Pelicans hit the second quarter of this one and more or less cruise to the victory, especially late when they got insanely hot as Sacramento was trying to make a run. In this game, you could see the legs for the Pelicans were clearly very tired, and neither team played particularly well. Though the Pelicans ended up with a field goal percentage of 56.6 and shot 42.3 from deep, but there were stretches where they were not hitting whatsoever, and the offense looked fairly bad. There were also other times defensively when guys were scoring and you didn't want to for the Kings where you didn't really want to see that. And overall, though, you just got to kind of get this win on the road, not really care, and then just move on from there, which the Pelicans did. You saw good contributions from guys we haven't really seen light it up recently, particularly Etuan Moore, who went 7 of 14 from the field. He was 1 of 3 from deep, so 6 field goals outside of 3-point range, showing how active he was last night. Finished with 15 points on the night, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. That's a good overall performance from the Pelicans guard, who hasn't been playing the best basketball of late, so it was good to see that. Emeka Okafor did his dirty Emeka Okafor work, as we like to call it now, I guess. That's what everyone's been saying on the radio that I've been on over WWL and ESPN Radio down here in New Orleans. 5 points, but did manage to get 6 rebounds, played 16 minutes, 16 important minutes again, because you had Anthony Davis going up against Zach Randolph, against Kostakoufos, and you want Okafor to take that Randolph assignment, make things a little bit easier for the Pelicans franchise player. Saw Randolph Zebo just throws his body into people at times. With Anthony Davis with those injured ribs, Okafor was going to be very, very important for the team. Ian Clark also had a big game, albeit mainly in the first half. Had 11 points on the night. He was 5 of 11 shooting, 1 of 3 from deep as well. You know, he does much better in a faster-paced system where he can just drive and attack and then take a 3 if that's really there, but not have it be his first option. I think he's really doing well in this faster pace that we've seen the Pelicans kind of jump into. This less structured basketball that we've seen the Pelicans jump into. And Alvin Gentry has said as much. They're not really calling plays. They're just kind of getting guys out there in the right groups and positioning and going in with a mindset. Play fast. Kind of improvise out there, make the most of your skill sets, and then we'll call things out of timeouts. A few things were called for Etuan Moore out of timeouts in this game, which were particularly well done. Ian Clark thrives in that improvised style of basketball that the Pelicans are running right now, where you see space, go and attack. You get a good shot early, take it, because you don't necessarily know if another one's going to develop later. And he's doing very well throughout this time in there. Nikola Mirotic had a huge game for the Pels, maybe his best game yet as a member of the New Orleans Pelicans. 10 of 12 from the field, 4 of 6 from deep, 10 rebounds, 26 points. It was plus 11 off the bench in minutes that were definitely needed to close out the game alongside Jrue Holiday, who we'll touch on in a second, because the Kings started to make it a little bit close, and they got the lead. I think it was down to 8 or 9 single digits for the first time since the second quarter late in the fourth, and you could kind of feel the momentum turning just a little bit. But Mirotić got hot from deep, started hitting threes, and buried the Kings. Put this one in the refrigerator, and you don't need to worry whatsoever as the Pelicans get their 10th win. Jrue Holiday also playing excellent. 9 of 17 on the night, 52.9%, 2 of 5 from deep, 8 assists, 4 turnovers, a little bit high. He was playing early on and at times a little out of control in this one for him. 23 points. He is playing such good basketball, and I think he's starting to get the recognition around the league from the media for playing this way. Defensively, was very stout. Again, you saw him pick the pockets a couple of times, especially late in the fourth quarter, where he got the ball and it ended kind of a run that the Kings were going on through his defensive efforts. You can't front him. He will get his long arms in there and strip and poke the ball away from you like he did the other night against the Los Angeles Clippers. Anthony Davis, in just 23 minutes of play, did have 17 points, 5 rebounds. He was doing all right, especially when you consider the 5 blocks. But in the, third quarter, I think, came down on Kostakouvas' ankle. So you could roll it. You saw a very clean video of it. Tried to stay in, was very visibly limping, and then had to foul one of the Kings players to get subbed out. Cheick Diallo came in. Anthony Davis went straight to the locker room. X-rays came back negative, so there's no break. That's all that really shows you. And then didn't return to the bench, even when this game got a little bit close, when maybe they could have tried to see him again. So the update here is he's going to get an MRI today per Scott Kushner. What I had heard was that his ankle was incredibly, incredibly swollen. And they're wondering, because it's so swollen, did something happen? And that's why it's an MRI. There's a degree of caution with the Pelicans because they were a little bit worried, again, with the swelling. No break, but they're a little bit worried because it's that swollen and hasn't gone down as quickly as they would like. So we're going to see what's going to happen, but now we're officially on MRI Watch 2018. I think we've already had that a couple of times this season back in 2017, but now MRI Watch 2018, you know, the best case scenario is you just rolled it and that's fine. A high ankle sprain, which this could have been given the way it rolled when you look at it, can be particularly devastating, keep you out for a couple of weeks. We'll hopefully know a little bit more today. Maybe not. We might not have an update till tomorrow, but no matter what comes out, we'll talk about it in tomorrow's podcast for sure. So I mentioned Jrue Holiday and Cheick Diallo in this here, really more about Cheick Diallo checking in. And we should check up. Oh God, this is bad on Diallo. I'm so sorry, you guys. But okay. So anyway, go look over at lockedonpelicans.com. Got an article up about Cheick Diallo. From Alex Ferrari talking about his improvement this season, though last night was a bit of a rough game for him, to see how he's improved, how he's earning the trust of this coaching staff and more minutes. And then the day before that, I wrote about Jrue Holiday, how he's changed his game and where he's improved to be such a good player right now. So make sure you check that all out over at LockedOnPelicans.com. So I wanted to talk about the Kevin Love Players Tribune article on his panic attacks, on depression that came out with DeMar DeRozan, who, by the way, had an amazing play, maybe play of the year, last night against the Detroit Pistons for the Toronto Raptors. But I'm just not feeling well enough to talk for more minutes today after talking so much this week on this podcast, other podcasts, and radio. I've got more radio spots today, so I need to try and just kind of save my voice a little bit. So I'm just going to look at the upcoming schedule for the Pelicans for their kind of playoff competition here as well. And we'll talk about the Players Tribune article tomorrow, I think. So the Pelicans now hit the really weird and tough part of their schedule. They've got 8 of their next 9 at home, but there's no more rest really going forward, at least for the foreseeable future here. Pelicans play every other day over the next four games. You've got 9 days, basically, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 9 days or so over these next for these next four games. And then they get a back-to-back at home that is Houston, followed by Boston on March 18th, my birthday. And then they get a day off before playing three in a row against Dallas, against Indiana, and then against the Lakers. The Lakers game's not going to necessarily be easy anymore. The one road trip in this stretch is a one-game trip to San Antonio. That, I believe, let me check, is the fourth, the next fourth game coming up. You guys can tell how off I am today. So they have a tough schedule, and losing Anthony Davis for any period of time, and, you know, if it's a high ankle sprain, which maybe is the biggest concern at this point, I don't think the Pelicans think there's actually structural damage, but again, it's very swollen, and they're not necessarily sure what's going on there. But Anthony Davis was able to walk off under his own, you know, weight and could put pressure on it. But losing him for any period of time is going to be rough, even if there are some winnable games in this stretch, because you have that lack of rest. And we saw against the Kings last night how tired this team started to look. So let's look at the other teams around them, because we know the Pelicans have a tough schedule. They have the fourth toughest schedule according to opponent win percentage left. They also have 18 games, which is a little bit on the higher end of games remaining. The good news for them is that the other teams in the Western Conference have tough schedules also. San Antonio has the toughest with a remaining strength of schedule at a win percentage of 58%. They also have 18 games. It's a very realistic chance that they are going to fall out of the playoffs.
So at least that's good news for the Pelicans. And by the way, I just realized the sound quality on this is not good. For some reason, my mic isn't working and it's trying to use just the regular laptop mic. So sorry about that. That'll be fixed for tomorrow. Not an ideal thing to realize like mid recording when you've got like 20 minutes of time here. Then the Pelicans, again, I said are in fourth when it comes to strength of schedule remaining due to everything. Portland's fifth actually, but they're playing really good ball. They're healthy. I don't think anyone's really worried about them falling out of the playoffs. They've got 17 games remaining. They have the same opponent win percentage as the Pels do, 55.2%. Then you see the Clippers sitting a little bit below that, 54.1 win percentage remaining. They've got 19 games left. That's, I think, the team you're looking to have fall out of the playoff race here in the Western Conference. Minnesota sits down at 12th. Opponents only have a 50.8 win percentage. They have 16 games remaining. Then you've got Denver at 50.7, 17 games remaining. You know, those two seem like they should just be in no matter what, but you never know, I guess. And Denver is not playing well at the very, very wrong time when it comes to everything. So, you know, we'll see what's going to happen there with those teams. I think there's a very real concern that maybe Denver or even Minnesota could also fall out of the playoff race. This is going to kind of be one of those things that's very tough overall for almost any team to really get in. You have no margin for error, and we've said that it really might come down to healthiest team and injuries always being kind of the final equalizer, and Denver did lose last night, so who knows. Then going forward, the other team you kind of just need to pay attention to, that's it, is Utah. And they have the 20th toughest remaining schedule in terms of opponent win percentage, 48.6%. They have 17 games, so they're kind of right there in the mix with things. And they're playing really good basketball right now, that it's very tough to see them not getting into the playoffs. So what's going to happen really does remain to be seen. The Pelicans, though, with this tough schedule coming up, a lack of rest, certainly cannot really be without Anthony Davis for an extended period of time. So I think, you know, again, we're going to be on MRI watch with everything, because it looked like a very severe ankle sprain. And if it's still this swollen, there's definitely going to be a lot of concern with the Pelicans. And of course, apparently the microphone just kicked back on, so I don't know what's going on. So we're just going to end the podcast here because I don't want to subject you guys to these kind of awful audio quality up and down things. And I'm just not feeling well. But the Pelicans are on a 10-game winning streak. We'll have an update on Anthony Davis, hopefully later today. And you guys know we'll break it down if he's going to be missing any times, what it means. Hopefully not, and we can just move on, preview the Wizards game, talk a little bit about Kevin Love, because I think that's a very important discussion to be had, and whatever other topics you guys want to know about when it comes to the Pelicans. So as always, I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter, and we'll be back with you all tomorrow.